Podtacular episode 181, Multiplayer Trips and Map of the Month Ghost Town, for the week of February 22nd, 2009.
You should not try my patience.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just chill with me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Another episode of Podtacular. I'm Dust Storm.
I'm Cooper Blitz.
And I'm Doom.
Woo-hoo. Cool. So this week we're doing another multiplayer tip show on Ghost Town, the legendary DLC. And we have a special guest from Cave Girls. Zoom is with us today.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, Zoom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and for our newer listeners, what the Cave Girls is and what you do around there.
Okay, well, I'm Zoom. My game tag is Zoom Demon. And I am one of the overlords of the Cave Girls. We've been around since Halo 2 released, so about 4 years. And I'm one of the overlords, so one of the leaders. And basically what we are is just a clan of women 18 and over who, you know, just hang out, play Halo, other Xbox games, stuff like that.
Cool.
What other Xbox games are you playing at the minute?
Right now I'm playing like Rock Band, Guitar Hero, World Tour. Yeah.
Very nice.
Still going back to Halo 3 though.
Good.
So I believe your clan is primarily based on Halo. Do you get into a lot of other first-person shooters, or what's kind of the diversity from the genres of games that you guys play?
Well, with the 360 coming out, we've spread out more than just Halo. We've done Gears of War, Rock Band, Left 4 Dead. The girls play many different types of games, so it's not always just Halo.
Cool. What are your popular ones other than Halo?
I would say Rock Band.
Cool. Very nice. Well, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you on. This week we're doing Ghost Town. A good FFA map, I think, in my opinion. Lots of good assault, oddball, and apparently, according to Crypto, territories.
It's good.
So,
I don't think I've ever played territories on Ghost Town.
No, I don't think I have either.
Get it going. It's good. That's the only thing I like on it, territories. Anything else, I just die on. It's no good.
I like it. Especially, like, I don't know, it's a good small player map. It's not, like, meant for any big team or any, like, it's okay for stuff like 3 or 4 people, but I think it's a good, like, small team map. One-sided.
Yeah. And then I like it. I like it for Slayer. Like Team Slayer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 4v4. I think it's a good map for a Team Slayer game.
Yeah, I always just seem to get snipers on the one. team snipers is not a bad map.
There's a lot of good camping spots
on there as well for sniping. Like, you know, up on the balconies.
Yeah.
Like looking down over the like the courtyard thing.
Yeah.
Where the scaffolding goes up the side of the building. There, it's a good place.
Well, I think
they always seem to spawn together in that map. Like, like really close to you. It's like in the Team Snipers game, you'll be sniping in like down a hall or something. And they'll just spawn behind you and assassinate you. But
yeah,
spawns are pretty gay in that.
It seems like for active camo, you can blend in pretty well on that map too with all the kind of the different scenery around there. It's easy to blend in, except if you're like wide out in the open.
Is the camo in one of those like pipes?
Yeah, one of the pipes on the ground. There's also an overshield, but most people, yeah, too lazy to go get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's always the rush for rockets at the beginning.
Yeah.
And rockets spawn on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where? Whereabouts?
It's in the, I guess the back part of the map by the, I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
It's hard to explain.
That's what I mean by that map.
It's on the side of a building.
The caved in tunnel part, it's right by there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like under the stairs, they camp with the shotgun or the brute shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not really stairs, but it's like a slab of concrete.
That's where I hide with the oddball.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's one of the good things about this map, too, is there's lots of nice catty corners that you can hide in. Especially for objective game types. So, I think it's a good all-around map in the first place.
Yeah, I like it. It's visually appealing, and there's a lot of different things. There's three different buildings, and outside, inside, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of variety.
I mean, I can see it being used for machinima purpose, too. I'm actually a little surprised that not a lot of machinima has come out of it. Because you have the new video effects that came with the legendary maps. And there's just so many aspects of that map that you could utilize for different spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually a little surprised there's not as much machinima coming out of that map. But other than that, I think it's a pretty good balanced map for medium size player count. So, yeah, and Crypto was saying earlier before we were starting recording that it's hard to find callouts for this map, too.
Yeah, to identify, like, a place on the map by a callout is like, he's at the scaffolding bit attached to the wall where you jump down.
Oh, yeah, I guess some of the obvious ones are you have the water plant that's on the side.
Water plant? I can't identify a plant. It doesn't help.
No, not that kind of plant.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And then you have the main base. And those are the
bridge, under bridge there. There we go.
But yeah,
the bubble shield is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's that too.
Okay. Because there's a couple bridges.
I mean, yeah. So. We have quite a few submissions this week, so let's go ahead and try to get to some of those. We should be able to get through most of them. There's a couple of long ones at the end, so we'll see if we'll have time to read through those. But the first one we have comes from a Night Trillion. He says, "Hey, Podtac, Night Trillion here, and this is a submission for Ghost Town on Team Snipers and Team SWAT. On Team Snipers, you should never go to the open building's roof across from active camo. You don't do this unless you're the guardians or you use pixie dust deodorant."
Okay.
Okay. Whatever that means. Pixie dust deodorant.
Like flying?
I don't know. Okay. That'd be interesting.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, well, he continues to say, "On the roof, basically everyone can see you. Ghost Town is a very good map for Team SWAT because there is lots of cover. Also, Ghost Town has very narrow passages, so grenades can be bounced off walls into your enemy's back pocket. This means that they can do this to you, so if you're camping, try not to be seen. Oh yeah, also, on Team Snipers, keep your sniper sight on the other team's beam rifle spawn, because everyone wants one." That's it for me. Patak, keep on fragging no-scope song singers who know only two words from the song, but still sing it.
La-di-da. I know what you mean. I would confess, I am one of those.
It's like you start singing the chorus, it's like, I don't know the rest of the words.
You can hum the beat, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's one thing to start singing it and then, like, go to humming because you don't know it. It's like, oh, yeah, You suck.
Okay, this next submission is from Elite Spartan. Hey guys, it's Elite Spartan 182 again. Here's some tips for Ghost Town. This map is pretty new, so most people don't know the weapon spawns or their respawn times. Try to learn them the best you can using Forge. This will give you a huge advantage. It's very easy to camp in the middle room, even with the whole team in there with you, even though it's not that new anymore. Go into Forge and learn.
What?
If not, it's nothing.
Repeating itself.
It's new, it's not new, it's new, it's not new.
Make up your mind. We're simple people.
Listen, why do I always get the posts which make no sense? He says the map is pretty new, the weapon spawns are going to Forge, and then a sentence later he says go into Forge and learn the respawn times. There are also some good carny holes in this map. Example, the tree is a big warehouse with the sniper rifle. You can hop right into it, onto it, and walk up the branches and hide up there. When playing kill-based games like Slayer, it's best to have the weapon control on this map. One of the greatest advantages in this map is the fact that there are so many places someone can sneak up on an enemy from. Yet at the same time, this can work great against you. The best thing to do is, if you're in a Slayer, is get a good corner with lots of traffic that you can assassinate people. Nice application.
Cool.
And even shoot them from whilst you're in cover. Or if it's Team Slayer, get the bottom story of the middle room and camp it until your heart is content. The pipe room also works well because of the fact when entering, you are completely vulnerable. Guys, keep on fragging dudes with the fear of yellow tape and that dies from being in the police because of the caution tape. Okay, that makes relatively no sense.
Well,
so basically camp.
Camp on this map.
Well, not really when you're doing Slayer, because you actually have to go find the other guy, but okay.
If everybody camps, it doesn't work.
That'd be an interesting machinima, like called the campers, and it's like everyone's camping.
They've got their own little hiding spot, and that's it.
Yeah, and then it like where jumps around.
Where are they?
Yeah, and you just jump around from person to person. It's like, oh man, there's no one like coming. And then you just like jump around. That'd be awesome. But yeah, the thing about using Forge to figure out the weapon spawns and the player spawns, it's pretty widely known to do that for each of the maps and get a good feeling for it, especially for matchmaking. So
I just say reread what you write before you post it.
Yeah, no self-contradictions. That doesn't turn out too well.
Yeah, good tip.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
You want me to read it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It's from ex-Legendary Pete. This is Legendary Pete for some tips for this week's map, Ghost Town. Some things to do when the game starts. If you start near the ramp, two people go left and go into the building near the Needler and get the sniper. Two others get the rockets and overshield and try to get the shotgun at the same time. Since most people I have played don't know where the shotgun is. If you don't know, if you don't know, it's by the tree on the left path of the other base. Now, for the other base, when you start in the big room, it's the same idea. Two people.
When you start in the big room.
This is what I mean by naming conventions on this map.
I'm guessing it means the water plant, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was defense base, you know, the big room. Defense base.
Maybe so.
Well, the tree on the left part is I think he's talking about the tree by the
bubble shield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
I guess Crypto was right. There is no naming convention for this map.
Yeah, usually I just name them by where weapons or items spawn, you know? That's the way I can figure it out. Alright, so if you spawn in the big room, two people go left and get the shotgun and overshield. Tip, use the mongoose on the ramp to go through the arc part, and you get over the shield before the enemy does. That's a good tip. And battle tips basically are stay up high on the main building with the shotgun and BR and wait for enemies to come to you. That's all I have. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Keep fragging trucks.
Cool. Trucks? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For you who, I guess you haven't listened to the show before, but it started back at early in the podcast when the Fumo Jive and Spellcheck were hosts. And one of them basically said, keep on fragging. One the other guy said, keep on trucking. And it just kind of merged to keep on fragging trucks. So, a little history lesson.
Nice.
Learn something new every day on Podtacular. Okay. Thanks for the submission. Next one we have comes from Nick1294. He says, hey guys, I've been listening to Podtacular for a while, but just recently registered and this is my first submission. Well, thanks for sending in. Looking for some more submissions. He says, anyway, Ghost Town is an amazing map. My favorite of all the legendary maps. The gameplay on it is similar to that of Last Resort, in the sense that you will have short, medium, and long-range combat, both in open areas and narrow hallways. Frag grenades are essential in this map, as are mid-range weapons such as BR or AR, and I can't remember if there's a bubble shield in this map, but if there is, then make sure you have it to save your life in desperate situations.
There is a bubble shield.
Yes, and it's on the bubble shield bridge.
Yes.
Appropriately named. Let's see. He says, if there isn't, then make sure you have the power drainer, which there also is one of those on the map, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's at the...
In the middle.
The middle, yeah.
The middle building.
The middle building.
At the top.
If anyone has a suitable naming convention, please email us at podtacular@gmail.com. Let's see. He says, the active camo is hidden in a pipe on the opposite side of the map with the nets over your head. That's all I got. Until nest time. I guess nap time? Nest time? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Keep on fragging Nene or Navy B and Kong Fumo. I see what you did there. Cool. Thanks for the submission. Looking forward to hearing more from you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this next submission is from Fisherman Q. What's up, Podtac? It's the Q. I'm here to give you some tips for this map. Ghost Town.
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Even though I usually don't play this map, it's a very fun map. Good for anyone into pajamas, like Dusty said. I personally like this map. To the double XP game type free ball. A good hiding spot when holding the ball is in the tunnels at the back of the level with the pipes. Is that where the rocket spawns, Dusty? What you were talking about?
No.
No.
That's not like that?
No.
That's the attacking side for CTF. Yeah, the offensive side, the pipes in the back.
Is that where you go?
Yeah, instead of going forward, you go backwards, and there's these pipes, and there's like a cave back there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not many people actually know about it, which is pretty interesting.
I hate when people go in there. Hard to kill them.
Well, and you don't know they're there either, unless you have the icon with the oddball.
Yeah, true.
But there's also little corners that you can hide in there, too.
Cool. This is a good hiding spot because there are pipes you can jump on to surprise the invader coming to get pwned. Also, there is a camo that is a pretty general statement, but a lot of people actually forget about it. There's a lot of cover on this map to use, so use it. Here comes my epic frag and truck story. Okay. Take deep breaths. Keep on fragging, they will she... What? Okay, it makes no sense. Start off
I think it's supposed to be while, but...
Okay. Keep on fragging Nay while she hunts down Fumo JVB, leaving while getting secretly chased by Yeti hunters who got bored of Yetis and went after Nene. Meanwhile, Chucky is secretly looking for Aina's armor in the Foreigner's Library, while Chucky J continues to never accept my friend request.
Aww.
Please check out my file share of the new Podtac screenshots. maybe by yours truly. The cue is out of here, suddenly flying out of the podcast.
Sound effects for the win.
Epic swoosh sound.
Cool. You want to take the next one?
Alright. It's a really long one.
Yeah. We may break it up. We may break it up.
Alright, well, it's from Shotgun Friendly. He says, or she says, "What is up, my friends? This is Shotgun Friendly reporting in again while having WoW in a secondary window." I hate that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't think I want to read the rest of it.
Oh, boy.
All F4.
Oh, no.
All right, so on to the tips for Ghost Town. Ghost Town is an asymmetrical map with truly no pattern to it whatsoever, making it ideal for FFA and one-sided objective games. One of the many things I always hear when going into Ghost Town when in matchmaking is that there are no BRs to be found on the map at all. Well, actually, there's a number of them at that. The first one is rather easy to go to, the defender's base, and on the support beams holding up the roof, there are two BRs, one on each column. The next one can be found on the far side of the sniper building, resting on the wall next to the huge hole in the ground floor of the level of the building. Yeah, we need names for these places.
Yeah.
Like we said, if anyone could figure out a naming convention, let us know.
Yeah, I know inside the defender's base, there are a number of VRs. So, yeah, just look around. They're on the walls or on the beams.
There's also one on the offensive side. The pillar that's holding up the wall for the water plant closest to the spawn area.
Yeah.
There's one there, and then there's one in the little ditch area to your right. And there's some more of over by the overshield, so.
Yeah, that's the next line. He's all, the final one on my list is right next to the overshield on the little piece of wall in front of the overshield. I'm sure there are plenty of others, but those three are the ones I always get spawned near, are usually the ones that are most important to me.
Okay.
Yeah. He has another tip. My next tip on the map is to get the upper levels as soon as possible. Whichever team controls the upper catwalks has a humongous positioning bonus compared to the other team walking around ground level. Also remember, power drainers and frag grenades are your friends, so use them to flush out those pesky campers in the center building. Very, very true.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like throw a couple grenades in there and you'll manage to hit somebody at some time.
Yeah, or at least take their shields down and then you can run in there and clean it up.
I mean, I think that middle building is also a crucial part of the gameplay too. For non-team games, like for FFA, because you have access to basically everything from that middle building, and you have the brute shot and the power drainer on the inside part, rockets, and you can basically get to every part of the map from that building. So,
I think if you control the middle, you can win the game.
Yeah, sure.
Primarily for FFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he has one more tip. My final tip for the map, or at least my final tips, are never grab the rocket, and run into the center building. You will kill yourself. And go for the brute shot. Normally the brute shot is an okay weapon, but at best. But for some reason on this map, it just dominates the center building. Whether it be in the hallway or the two small rooms.
That's
one
true.
Shot,
I always use the brute shot on this map. That's amazing.
Says one shot and a melee is all it takes, and trust me, when you're nailing someone with those grenades, they will not be able to four shot you very easily.
Yeah, the map's small enough. I don't know, I kind of have to go against his little tip on not getting the rockets and going to the middle. Because whenever I'm doing like team capture the flags and whatnot, one flag, I always try to go for rockets and then go to the middle building and I usually get two or three people with rockets.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that too much.
Even if you can take out two other people and kill yourself, it's still worth it.
Yeah. Because then it's 3-on-2 in your favor. But, I don't know. I guess that's just personally how I play.
Okay, let me finish his essay here.
His letter?
His letter. Anyway, since you guys loved my fragilicious ending last time, I have decided to go ahead and not do another one. Bet you didn't see that one now, did ya? Anyway, since I have a hunch that FUMU will be on this show with or without JVB, I would like to once again state that some things those two have in the past surprisingly not understood when I first posted them. The Splazer, otherwise known as the Spartan Laser, my name spelled correctly, it has an E before the I. Get right it on the show notes for once and the what's Spickner, and I swear if FUMU says Spanker when he reads that, they will come to his house and give him the Godfather treatment, Podtacular style. Thank you again.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know either.
Oh, the E. Huh? My name spelled correctly has an E before the I.
I think because it's spelled incorrectly. Friendly, well, it's spelled incorrectly.
Right. But, I mean, the show notes are copy and pasted straight from the submission, so if there's a spelling error, then it's on his part.
Yeah.
Joke's on you, bud.
Yeah. And no, FUMU's not a guest this week.
You're wrong.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, I said special guest host. I didn't say old guest host. So, no offense to FUMU. Okay, we got another.
Why is he knows it?
We still love him.
Yeah.
We got another gigantuous.
That's a novel. Submissious.
Yeah, the last one was an essay. This one's a novel.
Vito.
Vito. Just keep scrolling.
Vito.
Okay.
Actually, that reminds me of the last submission that we get, but you'll see what that is. The next one comes from JAC Overlord. He says, "Hey, it's me, JAC Overlord, with some tips for the map Ghost Town. Hope you like them and that they actually work all the time. To start off, I will divide my tips into sections."
Oh, chapters.
Each section. Very nice. Each section or chapter dealing with a specific part of the map. First off, I will talk about the base with the mongoose. So I guess this is defense.
Defense.
Do not use the mongoose, as that is a good way to alert the enemy of your position. It's a trap! Oh boy. It's a good way to alert the enemy to your position and get the crap fragged out of you. The top level of the base has windows that are good for sniping or BRing an opponent. Inside the base, the AR will reign supreme due to the close quarters. If you see someone outside the base about to enter, switch to the BR as it's more effective at that range. Basically, AR is better inside a building and the BR is better for the outside parts of the map. If you are sniping but you need to make a quick getaway, you can jump over the ledge with the plasma nades or backwards into the hole in the ground. Be cautious about using the hole as you can get fragged easily, but it is a good way to sneak in. I think he's talking about the hole that's on the...
Under the sniper?
I guess. Where is the sniper spawn?
On the... When you're spawning on offense, it's on the left building.
Right.
Yeah,
and well, I'm talking about defense.
Okay, defense would be all the way on to the right.
Okay. Because I know there's that hole to the left that comes in by the tree entrance.
There's too many holes.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes.
Yeah. Nature took over. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember any other holes over there. So. Anyway, next is the building in the middle. If you are getting shot hopping down under the ramp is usually a good idea, because if you're followed down there, you can wrap around the ramp and get away. If not, then just wait a couple of seconds, get your shields up, and jump back into combat. If you can get the brute shot in there, you rape noobs that rush in with two shots in melee. The outer walkway is a very good position to shoot down shots in... Oh, whoops. I wrapped around. The other... Well, sorry. The outer walkway is a very good position to shoot down on enemies duking it out below. The narrow hallway near the back of the building is a good ambush spot using the power drain. Okay, next edition. The second base with the generators underneath is next, so that's the water plant, I'm guessing. There's usually someone up here sniping or sitting there waiting for someone to run into the building. The top level has a good view of the whole side of the map, and it is perfect for mopping up kills. If you are sniping and someone jumps in behind you, a good way to get out of the battle momentarily is to recharge any down shields and switch to a better weapon for the situation. Wrapped around again. Whoops. Switch to a better weapon for the situation is to jump down onto the ground level and jump behind the generators. Okay. Also an HLG spot. So if you are into HLG, which I have no idea what that is.
What is HLG?
I don't know.
I don't know.
High level grenades?
I don't know. Hiding?
Hiding? Say level?
Hiding spot?
Ground?
I guess that means hiding. I don't know.
I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. Clarification for next submission.
HLG.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're into HLGing, which sounds weird, that's a funny spot because it's very hard to get spotted, despite the fact that it's passed by frequently. If you want to break away from the combat for a second or get to a more secluded location to strategize with your team, then the cave in the back is a good fallback spot. If an enemy is following you, then crouch, jump up on top of the pipes, and you will usually get an assassination. The next part is the bridge wall thing where the bubble shield spawns, and the general area with the overshields. If you grab the bubble shield, the shotgun and overshields, then you can go into any of the buildings and completely ruin the other team. During King of the Hill matches, when the hill spawns at overshields, hide behind the wall in the bushes. It is a little hidden, and the battle is usually too frantic here to notice anyone hiding in the corner. I can't remember if there's a rocket launcher on this map, which there is. It's actually right in that area. Or if that it was a custom game, but if there is, it was on the walkway above the water barrels and around the corner with the broken wall leading to the middle complex. I think that's all for now because it's 5 a.m. and I need to go to a funeral today. Oh, eggs. Sorry. So keep on fragging Anus Armor wearing tortoises that run around screaming kill the noobs while throwing plasma nades at Nene's girlfriend who is jumping up and down on Valhalla with rockets, shooting them at the pink spotted green bellied walruses that swim in the beach that cause lag when they pee, which glows a sticky neon green that infects whatever it touches, turning them into flood that run around and be annoying when playing on Cortana on Legendary while using all the skulls and screaming at your brother that turns off your console, causing a very long keep on fragging that is being typed right here. Aww.
Wow.
I need a breather. I need a breather after that one.
That was the longest sentence ever.
Ambar.
Some of the people who submit don't know how to use punctuation.
Yeah. Well, this is probably close to the longest fragging trucks. But it's
bigger than the next submission. Wow. Okay, yeah. This next submission is from Too Cool for School. Hey, Podtac crew, this is Too Cool for School with a little something, something.
A little something, something.
A little something, something about the G-Town. Okay. Whenever this map seems to pop up in matchmaking, there is always one kid who sings the famous tune. Beto this, guys. It brings great joy into my heart when the map is projected, because personally, it's the board I never win the game on. Though, though out the XP, I have on it, though I would definitely recommend taking advantage of the deployable items. With all the upper ground and the closed-in corners, you'll really need a couple of nades, an assault rifle, and any provided item. Smiley face! Great, man. What? And of course, a handy set of skills. Well, this is Two Cup School signing out. Keep on fragging G. Lewis.
Aw.
G. Lewis!
Alright, the next submission is from Chickenfoot089. Hey Podtac, this is Chickenfoot089 here with a scenario and tip in Ghost Town. Okay, I was playing a double XP weekend of team snipers and it was shoddy snipes on Ghost Town. When two of my teammates left, so there was only my guest and I, we were getting pretty owned when the guest got a bubble shield and threw it out facing the sniper spawn. The enemies were at the sniper spawn, so I switched to my trusty sniper and scoped in. 4 shots, 4 kills, overkill, or extermination. Awesome.
Wow.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Yeah. The video is on my file share if you want to check it out. My gamer tag is Chickenfoot089. If you're playing, you can use the mongoose to distract the other team while you attack. This works well because you can flank them. Keep on trucking frags. Shout-outs to SRN089, who is his teammate and guest, and who were at the Pink Flurry. Furry? Pink Furry.
Pink Fury.
Fury, okay. What's that?
Pink Fury is an event that Podtacular has every Friday night, and it's hosted by, I believe, AA Dude?
Might be.
I think it's him. It was hosted by Tokyo this week, I think. And basically it's just, we play customs for the night and we start around, 7 or 8. And everyone turns their armor to pink and it's called Pink Fury.
Ah, okay.
So, that's what that is. Last submission that we have here comes from Stall Me Please. And he says, sorry I couldn't submit this earlier, but I was busy stealing Bill Gates' watch.
Oh.
He's back to stealing his watches again. Uh-oh. He says, so here's my tip. Veto whenever it comes up in matchmaking. That's my tip. I love this map, though.
That's a good tip.
I don't want to veto.
Veto this.
Veto, you have been governated. he says, keep on fragging Bill Gates' shiny platinum diamond stuff gold-plated crystal watch, which gets him all the ladies, but is mine now because I stole it. He's back to stealing watches. So who has he stolen? He stole mine,
stole the battery,
yours.
How does he steal watches?
We don't know. He comes in the middle of the night.
The watch thief.
And now he has Bill Gates' watch, which probably runs some crappy version of Windows.
It crashes.
Yeah.
Blue screen of death. Oh boy. And then it has the little red ring of death all around the outside.
Wow, that's an awesome watch.
That would be then, kind of interesting. Oh. It's like the watch display goes blue and then the outside lights up red. It's the blue and red, blue screen and red ring of death. That'd be like the gnarliest watch ever. It would represent Microsoft so well.
Yeah. Fail.
What time is it? Fail o'clock.
What time is it? It says, I don't know. What does this jibber jabber mean?
Error in memory location 00x49.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Wrap things up.
Yep. Thanks for everyone for sending in your tips. Thanks again, Zoom, for being on the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. Look forward to seeing a couple of other clan members from your clan over here. So, thanks for representing. A couple announcements before we leave. We have a kind of tourney on the site. We've been invited by GamingRepublic.org for their March Madness, and their clan is the Army of the Republic. It's an open invitational, and we have been invited. And it's 3 weeks long. Games include Gears of War, Halo 3, and Call of Duty. There's more information on the forums on that, and it will also be in the show notes. Also, we have a clan match with the Outcast Reborn clan coming up on March 7th. For more details and to sign up, go to podtacular.com and just look in the forums under the Rec Clan section. So, if you're looking for ways to get involved, I'd suggest looking at those two events. So,
yeah.
Wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show. Zoo?
Oh. be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forum. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
And what's the site where we can check out the Cave Girls, or if anyone's interested?
Would be thecavegirls.com.
Very nice.
Yep.
Thanks to all the people who contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Check out... Sorry. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTech Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB's Show, Post Game Report, and TalkingAboutGame.com, and Disruptoid.
Cool. And for anyone who was wondering, G. Lewis is not here because he had to go into work. So he should be here next week, though. Very nice. So he said he got called in by his management and his shift got changed today. So hopefully he'll be in next week. Coming up for next week, we have the Customs and Creations show, where we will be asking you for you guys to send your game types, your custom maps, anything of that regard. So go ahead and submit those via the big green button, the contact form on our homepage. So if anyone else got anything else to say before we wrap up?
No.
Cool.
No.
Okay. Oh, thanks for everyone for listening. Thanks everyone for listening in. Until next week, I am the Storm.
Dustiest of the Stormiest.
Yes.
I'm CryptoFlex.
And I'm Zoom. Yeah. I hear that song a lot.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
1 thing left to say.
I know why it's not working.
Why was not working?
My phone. One second. My webcam mic set itself to the whole device.
Again.
Yeah. It's soup on my microphone.
No.
Quite strange. Quite strange, that chap.
Right, Tev?
Yeah. Nobody talks like that.
Aussies?
No.
No Aussie?
I think your link froze my computer.
Did it really?
Yeah, it flashed the screen.
Crypto, I'm confuzzled.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, you're supposed to be supportive, not... not demeaning.
Let me go grab a coffee and I'll be back.
Okay.
Start after he grabs his coffee.
Coffee. Coffee's for the weak.
I agree.
I've only got decaf, so... I'm not gonna even help.
Everyone has a right board.
Yeah.
Crypto.
Not even there.
Back.
Where did you go? I missed you.
For the sick. To wash my hands. Please. Goes now.
Hate it.
I love
Why do you hate it?
One?
It's a good map. I like it. How's it annoying? Just because.
I can't think of any of the names of the places when I'm getting shot, so I just die all the time. So I can't tell people where they are. Like, he's at the yeah, dead already. I'm gonna go sleep.
You go do that.
Really tired.
You
Brit.
No,
it's only half 10, but I've been traveling again.
Wait, what?
Oh, that rhymed.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On Sarcastic Gamer Pink, the ladies discuss video game nudity and crazy Xbox Live Arcade titles. Facts and Craps return in episode 130 of the Video Game Show. Check out the post-game report and get all the facts. Post-game. On Retro Force Go, it's all Street Fighter all the time. Chun-Li's massive thighs, Ryu's package, Zangief's chest hair, it's a Street Fighter explosion. On Sarcastic Gamer, full frontal male nudity, compliments of the lost and the damned. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.